George Strait for Coach Colleton.
Yeah, they call me the fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Hell, everybody like to have all I got. I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman. That's my name.
Coach, I hope you like that for an intro, huh?
Wow, what a nice surprise.
All right, little George Strait for you. That's your man right there. That's the guy you
Thank
told us you.
You
like. So yeah. I saw you briefly the other day with your beautiful little girl there. How old?
She's almost 14 months.
14 months. So that was
time flies.
Nice party the Blackhawks put on, as always. And it came at a perfect time. It was right after the hat trick.
They do a great job.
So what was different about the other night when Kanter gets the hat trick and it was a very solid win over a very good team as opposed to the previous few days?
Well, I thought I liked our approach right from the start. Felt like the guys were engaged and focused on how we need to play to give ourselves a chance to have success. We have shown that throughout the year. It's just finding the consistency. Finding a way to bring it every part of every night, and that's what we're going to need to have to give ourselves a chance to win. So tonight's another chance to follow it up.
A game like that sometimes spark a team, though, and I know you've been searching for that consistency, but it maybe takes a night like that to help you discover that, and maybe you can get something going.
Well, it's an opportunity, and that's you're put in those situations as the year goes on where, okay, now we've had a good effort. Now it's an opportunity to follow it up. And that's how you build consistency in those habits that will get you through. So we've sometimes responded really well in those situations, and other times we haven't. So it's just a challenge. It's a challenge for the group to play how we need to play right from the beginning and then try to carry it through for the whole 60.
There is, I don't know, I guess I'd call this division week, because you got three games here with a real opportunity to get some points with two of the Avs and one with the Winnipeg Jets. These are good teams, but they're no better than the Blackhawks, and you play like you did Sunday night, and obviously you're staying with everybody.
Yeah, it's a good challenge for us. Colorado, they were much better than us when we played them last in the home and home. And we got to raise our game. Whether it's how we manage the puck, I thought that was an area we need to be much better against them. You know, where they have so much speed and skill that if you allow them to attack when you only have a couple guys ready to defend, or they don't have to go 200 feet to create chances, then they're going to hurt you. And they showed that last time we played them. And transition is a huge part of their game, and it's a huge part of our game. So it's a challenge. Whoever's going to do it better, you're going to give yourself a chance to have success.
We're talking to Zach Smith yesterday, and he was saying he thinks Colorado may be the fastest team that you've faced. Would you buy into that?
Yeah, tough to argue that one. They got speed up and down their lineup. On defense, up front, it doesn't look like Makar is going to play, so obviously that changes things a little bit for them, but they got more than enough to go around, both at every position, so it's a great test for our guys.
Well, what about for you? Duncan Keith said a couple of days ago that he hopes to play tonight. He's been practicing. What are the odds that we're going to see Keith back out there?
Yeah, well, we'll see how he is today. You know, we had the day off yesterday, and he's been skating a lot, so it was good for him to stay off. But there's a chance, no question. He's feeling better and better, and whenever we do get him back, he'll help us, no question.
I was talking to Dunk, too, the other day, and he doesn't talk a lot, as you well know. When he's not playing, is he chomping at the bit to play, or is he still pretty quiet?
No, he wants to play. I mean, I'm not sure he's talking more.
Right.
But he definitely is a competitor and doesn't like sitting out. He doesn't like missing games. So he'll be, whenever he does return, he'll have lots of energy, I'm sure.
You know, when Kaner got the hat trick the other night, the third one's an open netter. How hard is it to hit an open net? And I know that might sound like a stupid question to some people, but when you've got a clean shot, and he really didn't, but when you have a clean shot at an open net, I guess the worst thing to do would be to think about it, right? Just let it fly?
Yeah, I mean, most guys, I think, from the blue line in, they're going to hit it, but that's one of the things, the advantages of having him out there in those situations is if he gets it, there's a good chance he's going to end the game. So that's always a good feeling when he gets the puck with any type of time. He typically is going to put it in.
Watching Kaner for all these years, he's got pretty unique footwork. You know, he's moving every part of his body, it looks like. Is that a part and parcel to the game? Because it's more than just stick handling, right?
Yes, and I think that's part of why he can score from places that other guys can't score from. If you look at most players, you know, they got to be, we call it the house, like sort of the real dangerous scoring area in front of the net to the tops of the circles. But he has the ability, because of his movement and how he, you know, releases it, he can score from further out than, you know, almost anyone in the league. So fun to watch and work, no question.
You're talking about how fast the Avs are. Who's the slowest guy in the Blackhawks? and you can't say yourself because you don't play that much anymore.
Sheldon.
You know what? I figured that, Gish. But if he hits you, you're going to go through the boards.
Yes, that's true.
All right, so you guys are playing New Year's Eve, but you got seven games over the next 2 weeks, including, as we said, division week this week. I assume what you'd like for Christmas is 5 out of 7?
We'd like to have as many points as we can, no question. But, yeah. Hey, it's a big challenge tonight, and that's what we'll focus on. It's that's the only way to get through it, is to focus on our first 5 minutes, focus on our start, put ourselves in a position to succeed.
Yeah, Eddie was talking about it the other night before the game started, and so was Troy on the radio. First shift. Everybody has a great first shift, sets the table for the game.
Exactly. No question. That's exactly right.
I'll tell you what, Coach, I've learned a lot. I don't know. I give you partial credit for it. You know, at least partial credit on your scorecard. Listen, have fun. Get out there and get a couple, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. There you go. That's Coach Jeremy Colleton.